So Hugh, you work on the UI on Launchpad. Can you tell us a bit about what you're working on now and what sort of things interest you about the things you're working on now?
So I have three big tasks that I'm working on at the moment, or three big goals in my job at the moment. One of them is to make Launchpad look really good. And so that's a lot of work that I'm doing myself. It's involving doing a rebrand of the site to fit in with Canonical's goals and guidelines. And the second thing I'm working on is helping the developers work better with the tools that they've got. So that's improving the way we write our JavaScript, our CSS, and our HTML. And the third thing that I'm doing is to improve the quality of the UIs that we create and release. And so that's working closely with the feature squads to make sure that what they're designing looks really good and that it's easy to use. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so those are the three things that I'm doing at the moment.
Okay, so should we expect Launchpad to look different in a few months' time?
Maybe not in a few months' time, but certainly, certainly in a really noticeable way, you know, maybe 6 months' time when the rebranding work is completed. But in the short term, certainly, you should hopefully notice that the new UIs that are created will look better.
Right. So just going back to the long-term thing for a moment, does this mean that people will have to relearn how to use Launchpad?
No, we're not throwing out anything that's currently in Launchpad. We're doing kind of evolved design rather than kind of a revolution. And so we are, some of the work is taking current interfaces and improving them. Some of them is creating patterns from the current interfaces to apply to our new work and improving those patterns broadly across current features and across the new features. But nothing, we don't want anything to feel alien and completely new.
Okay, cool. So then looking at improving the UIs that we make right now for ongoing development work, how do you go about that? How do you get a team of 30 developers who live all around the world to improve the UI work they do?
So one of the things we're doing at the moment with our feature squads is that every 2 weeks we have a feature checkpoint and we take a look at the work they've been doing and we have a look at the interfaces they've created and try and improve on them, and so that the feature squads can take those back into the work they're doing, and then in 2 weeks' time we look at it again. And so there's a constant process of improving what they're working on, and during that process it allows particularly myself to have a look at what they're doing. And as I was talking about before with patterns, is checking for patterns and helping those guys implement things that I'm thinking about, guidelines that I'm creating, and that helps them to kind of update their knowledge. And without having to remember or learn, be constant learning, I can kind of help them through that process.
So if we find that there's something that often crops up in the UI, we can you essentially come up with a standard way of doing it so that it's standard across all of the UI.
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to feel anywhere in the application that they're comfortable and that they recognize the way that things, down to like what a button is going to do, to how a table is going to work, to how they use a search form. All of those things should be consistent across the whole application.
Okay, cool. So then is there any way that people who use Launchpad can help with what you're doing?
So one of the things that really helps this is sometimes we do user testing. And so we don't want to do this stuff in isolation. We want to be doing this with the people that actually use Launchpad. And so Matthew, you yourself are doing a lot of user testing these days. And so sometimes we ask our users to participate in that. We also have surveys. So those things are a way of gathering feedback from our users. Yeah.
Okay, cheers. Oh, one other thing. While you've been here in Dublin this week, you've been looking at bringing together different JavaScript files, is that right? So can you tell me a bit about that, what you've been doing?
Right, so I've been trying to identify some of the areas that slow us down in creating interfaces. And so one of those areas is in our JavaScript. We just have a file structure that just makes it a little bit harder for us to get some stuff done. And so last week I had a conversation with a bunch of our developers. I had a conversation with one of our developers where we identified this issue. And then this week we had a conversation with a bunch of them and figured out how to tackle the problem of our file structure just slowing us down. And so this week we've been tackling that problem, and we've been combining. We had an external library that we now have in our code base, and that's just helping our teams to write JavaScript quicker.
Cool, great, thanks you.
Thanks, Matthew.